We head to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show inside the Labatt Blue Studio. We got them up quarter number four.
We need
four.
A sound effect where like a beer opens, or maybe instead of a sound effect, I'm just gonna leave it there.
Just stop.
Just the signature Labatt Studio sound might be a good idea.
I like that. That was a surprise.
And instead of a glug glug glug, maybe I'll actually just do it
and just be done with it.
Happy hour's gonna start early in Harrisburg for me.
All right, it's quarter number four. Bob Flounders, Andy Shea, no Ross Tucker this week. He's on assignment. We're going to continue our camp series of talking outside the box. We're going to talk about offense this week. But let me let you know first that Labatt Blue is giving away a pair of tickets to every single Penn State home game this season. For your chance to win tickets to the Appalachian State game, visit one of these three great outlets. That would be Beer Express in Harrisburg, Happy Valley Refreshment in Bowlesburg, or Express Beverage in Montoursville. We will pull the winner on air next week. I know last week we said we'll do it this week, but we're going to do it next week, and we will continue to do so for every home game this year. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue White. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. Bob Flounders, are you ready to go outside the box?
I'm ready.
Last year, if you remember, I was dead set against Tommy Stevens being on the field as the number two quarterback for Penn State. I didn't want to see it. We weren't sure Trace could make it through a second year without missing any time. Of course, he did because he's Trace McSorley. And he didn't really take any big hits last year, per se. Do you remember him?
Trace?
Yeah, last year, when his first year as a starter, he got clubbed like three or four times and left himself a little open. He's not a stupid kid. He's smart.
The thing about Trace is you don't necessarily know when he takes a big hit because he's gotten to the point where he knows not to show when he's hurt.
That's a good point.
I don't think he knows when to go down.
I don't think
it was as obvious, but I'm sure he took some shots.
I'm sure he took some pops, but it weren't the obvious pops. But you can always say this was the guy that was, one injury away from being your starting quarterback last year. I think with Sean Clifford as a number three, that's a little bit different. We're going to talk about Tommy Stevens outside the box to start this segment, and I'm going to go 1-8. I'm going to go a full 360 flip. I want to see more Tommy Stevens on offense. I'm
technically that's a 180.
180.
Listen, math major.
I'm going all the way around. I'm doing a 360 all the way around, all the way around. I didn't want to see him for one play last year.
Leave the math to me.
I didn't want to see one play last year. I wanted him holding a clipboard and waiting for Trace to not be able to continue in a game and have to start and play. I want him to play this year. Yeah. I want to see him in three different roles. I want to see him at tight end. I want to see him as an H-back. Right. I want to see him in the backfield with Trace. I don't mind seeing him at quarterback if that was the case, but I want to see more Tommy Stevens.
Yeah, so you saw part of that last year in the Fiesta Bowl. We did some outside the box thinking with Micah last year, maybe on special teams, maybe on offense. I have one more Micah suggestion in light of some recent news outside the box. But as far as Tommy goes, look, the tight end group is, to me, it's a fragile group. There's some talent there. I was at practice. I have yet to see Nick Bowers on the field. And John Holland, I think, is a guy they really like. I just don't know that Danny Dalton's ready. Tight end was a big role at Penn State. I mean, especially in the red zone with Mike, he did some things that no one else could do. To me, if you're going to use Tom, this is the time you use him, especially with Sean Clifford ready. I think you put him in the backfield with Trace. I think you put him in the slot. I mean, you could split him outside. You can do some things with motion. I just think he's a guy that absolutely – unless one of these guys steps up, he has to be on the field in the red zone. I just think that you have to make the defense account for him, and I think that will open up some things for some other people. But I do think there is absolutely – I can't see any way where he is not on the field a lot more. I don't think it's – I think he can't talk about it the way they talked about it and then not do it.
Right.
Sean Clifford's gotten better, and they have some production they need to replace.
I think the number for me is 7. I want to see him touching the ball in – and I don't mean taking a quarterback snap. I mean, I think he needs 7, 8, 9 touches a game. And it opens up things for everybody else. But B, he's good enough to deserve those touches. Don't you agree? I mean, he absolutely deserves to get the ball in his hands.
Yeah. I just take note of the fact that he keeps getting bigger. So
what is he, 235 now?
I think he might be bigger than that. I don't know. I don't know. I mean, he is built like a tight end. So let's just try and connect the dots there. He's got to be the insurance plan for these guys. And if he isn't, they're going to play four wides. Or, I mean, maybe we'll see the two running back set. Some other outside-the-box topics, Ricky Slade, how are they going to use him? Is he going to be involved in the return game? Are they going to use him as a receiver out of the backfield? Will they line him up in the slot? Miles can't carry it all the time. I don't know that Ricky Slade is a guy you want to run between the tackles necessarily.
I agree.
But he is a dynamic player, and I'm really curious to see how they work him into the rotation. Are they going to use him as a return player? But he just, you look at his tape and he's going to play this year. So who's going to run the wheel route this year? Is it going to be Miles Sanders? Are they going to make him just be the guy that runs the ball? Cause I'm not sure who's behind him. To me, Ricky Slade, I think, could impact the game as a receiver.
So outside the box with Saquon Barkley as your running back, and it is a different offense. But let me ask you this. Penn State was at its best last year because teams had to count and focus on Saquon, right? So that opened up everything for Trace McSorley. They're going to be focused on Trace now. Is this team better if it runs the ball more than it throws the ball? Because last year when I watched Penn State, I'm like, they're better off when Trace is throwing the ball. I'm just going outside the box here.
Yeah.
I was like, just start throwing it on first down and use Saquon in seven different ways because they're just lining up to stop him. They're not gonna let him beat you.
The beauty of the offense is there's two calls. So they're gonna go where the matchups are. And I think they do have the skill players outside.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
I think they do have the skill players.
Oh, they don't like skill players on the outside. That's not what I'm saying.
Yeah, they're definitely gonna miss Saquon Barkley. But you know, even with him, short yardage was an issue just because of the offense they run.
Right.
Going back to Tommy, I just think the role for him is when it's third and one, he takes the direct snap from center, not Trace. I just think he's more equipped to pick up a yard
because you know where the ball's going.
It'll also limit some of the wear and tear.
On Trace. Yeah.
You know what I mean? I just think that it makes too much sense. He should be their designated short yardage specialist in that offense.
Okay, that's a really cool point. Now, I kind of like that because I'm thinking then you got Tommy Stevens back there, third and one, third and two, right?
Yeah.
And he's still a quarterback. What if
you put Tommy next to Trace in the backfield and the defense doesn't know if it's third and two or third and a long one. You don't know that Tommy's going to get the ball, but then Trace motions out. They just bring Tommy there. Depending on the formation, they snap the ball. If it's not there, you throw the ball.
I just think that's what
Tommy can do.
Yeah. All right. Two running back sets. Do you see it? Is that outside the box or no?
It's outside the box. I don't know that that's the best formation for Penn State. I really think it's the
– Why is it not a good formation? Because of Trace
because
is such a versatile quarterback?
I just think they have better players. I'd rather have Tommy on the field.
Okay.
And I think I really think the reason DeAndre is now in the slot is because I think that they want to take a look at shorter. I think they do, or they want to take a look at somebody else. The slot's a big position. Look at all the production that Deshaun Hamilton gave them.
Oh, my gosh.
He's going to be mismatched. A lot of time he's going to be on a safety.
I agree.
And
yeah,
I think
that's all
of that goes into why. If you put DeAndre Tompkins on a safety. Look, Deshaun Hamilton had a great year. DeAndre's faster than Deshaun. Deshaun's fast enough, but I think that there's going to be some mismatches there, and I just think that, you know, if you're going to want a big receiver outside, you take a long look at shorter outside. I just think that it'll be really Ricky Ronnie has the pieces to make this offense work, especially with that quarterback. And I do think that he can compensate for the loss of Barkley.
Yeah, don't sleep on DeAndre Tompkins, Penn State fans. Do not sleep on this kid. He was a good outside receiver last year, a viable weapon. Move him to the inside. Don't sleep on him. I mean, I love Juwan Johnson. He's like a freak. Yeah. And you get another guy outside, but don't sleep on DeAndre Tompkins. And Trace likes to throw to that guy that he can trust.
Yeah.
He already trusts DeAndre. So, all right, four wide receiver packages. Because of the tight end, Tommy Stevens, do you think Penn State employs some more four wide receiver packages this year?
I'd rather see Tommy on the field just because you just don't know what you're going to do. With him on the field, you can do so many more things. You can use him three different ways.
Right.
If you have four receivers on the field, there's only so many things you can do with four receivers. I just think the element of mystery and add the concern from the defense, I think it makes more sense. If the tight end group doesn't show up, it makes more sense to have Tommy on the field than it does to have a fourth wideout. On the defensive side, though, we just talked earlier in the show about no more Ryan Buchholz and how Yetur Gross-Matos is primed for a bigger role. They like Simmons. They like Shaka Toney. And in the linebacker group, Jesse Lakeda, according to James, has made a big move, and Mike is still there. You know, another answer to the defensive end position would be to use Mike as a defensive end, a stand-up defensive end. Now, we talked about him last week.
On offense.
We talked about him on offense, and we talked about him as a coverage gunner or right. on the kickoff coverage team.
Seems like your
but
favorite position
you
to see him.
Consider, now that you don't have Ryan, and you don't feel great about a couple guys, why would you not, when it's third and eight, why wouldn't you just put Micah outside, stand him up as a rush end, or put his hand on the ground?
I don't care.
I think that's another outside-the-box role for Micah. I just think you simplify it for him and say, Micah, look, don't loose contain and go hit that guy.
Go get that guy.
Yeah, he can do it.
He's
and it's
built
probably
for
his
that.
Best role. And I think that this even opens up the defensive playbook a little bit for Brent Pry and Sean Spencer.
That's interesting, because with a guy like Buchholz, and then you've got Simmons, and then you've got Yetur Gross-Matos, and you've already got Shaka Toney out there.
Yeah, because Sharif...
There's no room at the end.
Sharif and Yetur can hold up against the run. When it's
right.
first and second down, they're big enough to hold up against the run. But when it's third and seven, and those guys have been playing a lot of snaps, I mean, maybe Yetur comes off the field, and it's either Simmons or Toney, or it's Micah. I mean, you don't want to play those guys 55 snaps a game, but
right.
you want guys that can get after the quarterback. And I think that they have three or four guys that can just pin their ears back and unload. And I think Micah might fall into that group. If they like their linebackers enough and they want to get him on the field, I would use him in that role.
Could you see a role where Micah plays in all three phases this year at some point? Could you see him as rush DN, part-time linebacker, part-time running back on offense, and full-time special teams guy?
I think you don't want to overload his plate. I think I would have specific packages for him. So outside linebacker, yes. Stand-up guy, two or three times a game, yes.
Right.
Limit his responsibilities, and definitely on special teams as a gunner. Because, like I said,
kickoff team as well.
But kickoffs with the new rule, you can fair catch.
Right, right, right.
But I just think he could put the fear of God into some punt returners, and it would only help the field position game and Blake Gillikin. I don't know too many people that are going to try Micah when he's got a full head of steam.
Yeah, I wouldn't. All right, thank you, Bob Flounders.
Yep.
All right, that'll do it for this week's edition of the Keystone Kickoff Show inside the Labatt Blue Studio. Randy Shea and Bob Flounders, have a good weekend.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right. GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.
It's time to own summer with Labatt Blue. To have a can't do this anywhere but Pennsylvania summer. Soak it in with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light special loving Pennsylvania cans celebrating Pennsylvania's top spots. And stop by Beer Express, 4949 Queen Street in Harrisburg, for your chance to enter to win Labatt's tickets for the Appalachian State game. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light.